Okay, I'm going to call this to order really quick. And this is the greatest meal I get during the convention, because all I have to do is introduce the lovely MC to my left, and I'm not even going to make any jokes about her because she is so lovely and I like her so much. The incredible president of the Redwood chapter, who I hope to be seeing in Louisville this summer, Burl Brown.
Good evening. Good evening. Somebody has a hand raised. Is that for food? Okay. Good evening, one and all. Welcome to the President's Dinner. We're going to go back to a little of the original format when I first came. What? I'm eating it. I promise. Anyway, while you're eating your dinner, contemplate on this. When we pass the microphone around for introductions, I know that a number of you, there's multiple people from a chapter. What I'd like to hear is a representative from a chapter to talk about the things you're doing. That's to give everybody a chance to talk. If we have time left, other people can butt in. But we'd like to hear what you're doing. And I know there's some wonderful things going on. Hello? I hope somebody from the Bakersfield chapter's here. As I heard that they did a dinner in the dark. Okay, we're getting ready to bring the mic around to each table. One person from a chapter. Tell us, short and succinctly, what you've been up to. And I'm sorry we're going to bypass a lot of people, but we want every chapter to have a chance to talk about it. Okay?
Richard Harmon, Greater Los Angeles Chapter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jerry Arakawa, president of California Library Users of America. And in keeping with Beryl's request, we're focusing on three major goals at this point. I suspect a lot of you folks are doing the same. We're looking at fundraising, membership, and programs, and advocacy, as need warrants. But in all areas, we're getting into some exciting things, and I hope some of you were able to hear our program this morning at noon, as well as the state librarian, Mr. Marlin's talk. You can see that a lot of things are happening with library and library users, so we're going to be involved in a number of areas this coming year. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Antoinette Sorek, and I'm with the State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind, and first-timer, and happy to be here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Margaret Buckman-Garcia from Merced, and I'm a first-timer, and we don't even have a chapter yet, but we're hoping to have one soon.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth Randall, and I'm from the Greater San Joaquin Valley Chapter. And currently, fundraising is one of the things we're doing. We're having a dinner in May that we're working on. We've gone to some community events in our area. A Disability Awareness Day was one of them. And so we were able to do some networking with a bunch of people there and talk about the CCB and whatnot, so that was very good. And then the other thing that we're very involved in is assisting the city with educating about pedestrian safety, and also we've been working on APSs and a couple of other things with the city as well, and really getting them to understand how important it is for those of us who are blind to be able to get around safely in town.
I'm Paul Braley, and I'm with the CCP Capital Chapter. Thank you.
Good at Juan Nguyen. I'm the Capital Chapter member.
I'm Rick Flapp from Burbank, California. I was the president at one time. We're working on number three since I did it, and you'll hear from her in a little while. Thank you very much.
Hi. My name is Marlene O'Neill. I'm the president of BRLC. And we're focusing on the Braille Challenge to try to promote kids for all of the country to learn Braille and make it important for their everyday lives. And we're going to talk about some fundraiser because we need to get more money. And we're trying to recruit new members. Thank you.
I'm Bernice Kandarian, and I'm going to speak as chair of the Publications Committee as a crossover to Low Vision. We worked really hard on trying to make some improvements in this year's convention program for people with low vision, with the making the print larger and darker, and we had a calendar put in that's what people are calling strips or skinnies or whatever, where you can just look up the time, the event, and the place, and not have to read through a whole bunch of the program. So if you like that, please let us know, and we'll continue to accept your suggestions and try to make improvements so that it is more effective for you to use your convention program.
Hello, this is Roger Peterson. I think this thing is sort of working. I hear it through my hearing device. I'm in the Silicon Valley chapter, and we just published our cookbook that I think a lot of people have heard about. More about that later. One of the things that I think we do rather well and that I think more people should emulate is that I serve on two local commissions. I serve on the County Advisory Commission for Persons with Disabilities and my city's Human Relations Commission. And I think that's a good idea for folks to do when they can. As Tip O'Neill once said, all politics is local.
Hi, hello, I'm Donna Sanchez, and I'm a member of the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. I'm also a member of the California Council of the Blind, and Bernice asked me to remind you about that lighting has become a very important issue. And so if you see anything that needs for legislation or anything, please contact your legislature. Thank you.
This is Bob Rennie from Orange County.
This is Bonnie Rennie from Orange County. Since Bob and I are the only ones here, we have some enthusiastic officers. They've done a couple of things to increase membership a little bit. They've collected $5 gift certificates from different restaurants in town, and they've given those to the person who brings in a new member gets one of those certificates, and it actually has brought in three or four members, I would say. In our meetings, to make them a little more interesting for people, we now have a technology corner where we talk about some new aspect specifically, and finally we have a karaoke event. We had one last August, and we plan to have one again. And it was pretty successful. People enjoyed it. You'll be seeing it on the connection as to the exact date some Saturday in August. Thank you.
I'm Katrina McCurdy from the Alameda County Club. It's looking for new ideas. I'll listen very carefully to what you all are doing.
Keep the mic.
All our ideas are copyrighted. Richard Moore, San Gabriel Valley Chapter, Southern California. We have a pizza and spaghetti dinner in February usually. And this last time we raised about $1,400, close to that, I think. Let's see. And we have volunteers and members that work on that day of the event, mostly serving and cooking and so on. Pizzas are donated by a few different restaurants around in the area. And every meeting we usually have a 50-50 drawing. And the last meeting, if I can remember correctly, the donation was about $41. So that's about it.
Hello, I'm Steve Fort, Bayview Chapter, the president. And on June 7th, Saturday, we'll be having a lasagna dinner fundraiser, which will be in the connection, and you're all invited. And we also put on a party for the deafblind in conjunction with the San Francisco Lighthouse. And we have about 60 members. And I thank you for listening.
My name is Sean Ryan. I'm the president of Blind Students of California. And some of the things that we're working on, like everybody else, is membership. So I'm reaching out to all chapters and affiliates to please spread word. Let your students know about our program. We've got plenty of resources and lots of help. Thank you.
This is Bill Gillespie from the Redwood Empire Chapter. We're working on membership and fundraising, and one of our things we've been doing is the George Fogarty Life Enhancement Scholarship Fund that helps blind and visually impaired people to buy different assistive technical devices that the Department of Rehab won't buy.
I'm Allison Andrews, and I'm from the San Diego chapter, and we're just basically here, we want to work on fundraising, I should say, but we also want to get, trying to get ideas from everyone here. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Metz, and I'm going to have, thank you. Thanks to my mother, thanks to my father, my brother, and all this. I'm sorry, this is not the Academy Award. And I'm going to have our president tell you what's going on in our chapter instead of me. I'll just tell you stories about Rick Plath and myself and a few other people when we were younger sometime. Thank you.
Another night. This is Pamela Metz, and I'm president of Greater Los Angeles Chapter. And I'd like to report on a couple of things. We're going to have our second annual fundraiser with Greater Long Beach this year. And we actually raised, we actually came away with some money this time. So hopefully it's going to be October 11th. Hopefully this time we can actually make some money. And we are also doing a project with San Gabriel, with the San Gabriel chapter. We're going to be putting your Blind California together each quarter. So if pages are missing, blame San Gabriel. We also came up with a whole three new brand new members this year. So, And that's surprising. So we are trying to figure out ways to come up with getting new memberships. And one of my goals is to start working on the Louis Braille thing in January for next year? The Braille literacy for next year. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Robert Wint with Greater Long Beach Chapter.
we're actually doing, we're trying to get the money back from L.A. and oh, and never mind. No, actually, I would like to encourage those chapters that, you know, are close in proximity to consider this. We found it really useful. It helps with the use of resources. And it really worked out well for us. Our fundraiser is going to include a karaoke event, so we're really looking forward to this. Additionally, we have been, one of the things we've been trying to do is increase our speakers at our meetings. And additionally, I'm trying to make contact. In fact, I've made contact with our city council to talk to our citizens with disabilities commission. So,
I'm Aisha McKinney, with the wife.
Don Wilcox from Silicon Valley.
My name is Lorraine Foster. I'm from the Braille Club San Diego chapter. We are an affiliate of California Council for the Blind. And all of you who received your pre-registration forms in Braille, I'm part of a team of three that drove up from San Diego to put those things together for you. And none of us read Braille. So I hope they were not upside down.
Hello, my name is Monique McCorley, and I'm from the San Diego chapter.
Jacqueline Jackson, and I'm the president of the San Diego Braille Club. This year we're focusing on our motto is not to be a VIP couch potato, a visually impaired couch potato. So we are focusing on advocacy and utilizing the services that we fight so hard to do. And we're going to Laughlin with the Inland Empire Group chapter in May. So we're busy fundraising, and we're trying to develop the funds to bring the convention to San Diego in 2009.
All right.
Okay, my name is Lewis Preston, and I'm representing Lillian Scafey, who is president of Association for Multicultural Concerns. And to say just a little bit about what we did today, we kicked off a project that we, for the lack of a better term, we'll call it Operation Braille Writer. You're going to hear more about this in the future. But we are on the move, we're growing, and those of you who wish to join AMC, then I have some application materials. So hopefully somebody here will say, well, hey, AMC is the way to go. And this is the way we're going to take off. My home chapter is the Greater Long Beach chapter.
Hello, how do you do? My name is Dr. Jones, and I'm the president of the Golden Gate chapter. And what we are focusing on at this time is membership, membership, membership. And I say to all of us is that let's continue to focus on membership. Membership, membership, membership.
I'm Lorraine Brown from the Silicon Valley chapter.
This is Naomi Grubb. I'm the first-timer nominee or awardee. And I'm from the Silicon Valley chapter.
Okay, hi, I'm Brandy Morgan. I'm with the Greater Bakersfield chapter. And just to tell you a little bit about what we've been doing, we are doing our second annual Dine in the Dark this year. Last year was our first one, and we raised about $1,200 for our first year. So, and a couple of other things are we're doing our third annual Walk in the Dark, where we've actually gotten our mayor out and blindfolded him and gotten him to walk down Truxton Avenue. And we are doing stargazing with another organization in Bakersfield. And we are doing a cane fund that is voluntary for our members, and about four times a year we buy canes and give them to people that need them.
Okay. I'm Artis Bazin, president of Glendale Burbank chapter. Our chapter has several things we do. We've been starting to have speakers at every month's meeting, and we try to get speakers that we know the different chapter members like. And last month we had a personal talking about awareness, where you are and how to be protective of yourself. We have two fundraisers where we have it with a restaurant in the spring. We have it with a pizza place in the fall. We have it with a hamburger place, and we share the sales with them. And then we also usually do a fall booth. So that's some of the things we do besides our monthly 50-50 raffle.
Kevin Berkery, I'm a member of the Glendale Burbank chapter.
Penny Valdovinos, I'm vice president of the Greater Bakersfield chapter.
Diane Deutsch, I'm a member of the Greater Bakersfield chapter.
Oh, sorry. I'm Donna Pomerantz, and I am president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter. And as Richard said, we do our one fundraiser a year. It's kind of a community thing. The fundraiser brings all of our chapter very close together, because every single member of the chapter goes out and just gets these awesome donations and door prizes. So it really builds up a good camaraderie. One things that we do in our chapter is formed smaller subcommittees, because we do and paratransit. We've also had the county registrar recorder's office come out and train our chapter members on how to use the new accessible voting equipment that we're using, because times are so uncertain. And there are a number of other things that we do, but we do have several subcommittees, and some of our chapter members are also members of a group called IDIS, and through IDIS and those folks that are members of that group, members from that group, so that's how we gain some, is through doing outreach and networking with that group as well. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Foster Brown from Inland Empire chapter. I got three things real quick. One, I have pouches for sale for $5 if you like. They clip onto your belt buckle. They're really nice. You can put your ID and stuff in them. Number two, one of the fundraisers we've done are raffles. For this past spring convention, we actually raffled off a California comforter, like a nice water fountain, and a DVD player. And from that fundraiser, we raised about $300. And then the last thing is, we're getting together with a guy. His name is Vernon Green, and his father was a member of the Delphonics. I don't know how many of you guys know. And he's putting together a disabled band, which one of my members is a Jason Ian. He plays acoustic guitar, so he'll be in the band as well. So that's some of the things we're doing.
Don Ross, president of the Greater Bakersfield chapter, and we're looking forward to having our third annual Dine in the Park, and you're all welcome to come join us. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jean Ackerman from the San Mateo Council of the Blind, and we're involved mostly with our local college, College of San Mateo, and we participate in their health fairs and distribute information and work with them on blind issues. And if they get blind students, we also help get those people in the mainstream. The other thing that we are involved with is senior centers in our area. And that's a very important thing. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is David Jackson. I'm the OCB president, and we have a luncheon every convention. And we usually have Mike Cole come and talk to our group. It's basically an informational group, but it's also a good time for people to get together if they haven't seen one another as alumnus of OCB. Thanks.
Sandra Fancher, San Francisco chapter member and board member.
Frank Welty, member of San Francisco chapter.
Liz Avely, vice president of the San Francisco chapter.
Linda Perel, president of the San Francisco chapter. Where do I begin? I'll start with membership. We've had 5 new members join in the last few months with a couple of more in the pipeline. So we're very excited about that to bring real dynamism to our group. Fundraising. We give an annual scholarship. We've given it for the last 3 years to high school students. We have a major fundraiser in the fall, and of course, this convention, we have our corner store with our wonderful Blotto lottery that you should all participate in. In terms of advocacy, we worked, several of us worked in the Braille Challenge, which was held at the Lighthouse, the preliminary event. We also helped to monitor the adaptive pedestrian signal agreement with the City of San Francisco. We have speakers at almost all of our meetings, and at the upcoming May meeting, we're going to have someone speaking about doing a voting accessibility training for us as well. So we're very busy up there.
Bonnie Trotto, Sacramento member.
Hello, my name is Lupi Medrano, immediate past president of Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and presently I am president of the disabled students at De Anza College, Cupertino. I am here with 5 other students, 3 who are also members of Silicon Valley. We are here from De Anza College to participate. We came down here especially to participate in Capital Days, which is very important, and we were able to speak with Assemblywoman Sally Lieber, who gave us 25 minutes of her time and listened to us intently on all of the issues that are talking points that Dan gave us. And we're also here with our advisor, Kevin Glapion. Thank you very much for having us.
Tom Thompson. I'm with Lupi here from De Anza College, and I'm also a member of Silicon Valley.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Alicia Carrillo. I am also here representing De Anza College, and I'd just like to thank everybody for being here, and I've been writing down some wonderful ideas. Thank you.
I'm Kevin Glapion. Happy to be here today. I'm with faculty advisor with our Disability Support Services Club, as well as work in another capacity as director of our Disability Support Services at De Anza College. So it's been really good so far, and glad to be here.
Kathy Benella from Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and also Disabled Club. And we came here today to educate the other people at De Anza College of what information that we find out here. And it's been very informational.
Hi. Hello. I'm the president of the ACB Capital Chapter. My name is Paul Apache. And one of our fundraisers is tonight and tomorrow night at the hospitality, so come join us. Another one we're going to work on is a musical spaghetti feed.
Hi, I'm Joni Apache, and I'm the education chair. Wait.
Hello. I'm Roy Harmon. I'm from the affiliate chapter of Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. Good. And we are here for the Capital Day on Wednesday, and we were also in Washington, D.C. on the ACB legislation seminar. And I'm going to pass it off to my president of RSVC.
Hello, everybody. My name is David Hanlon, and I am president of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California. We are an affiliate of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, and we also are with the California Council of the Blind. Listen, we do want to thank very much Mitch Pomeranz and Jeff Tom, Dan Kaiser. They have been extremely supportive. We are in a lot of trouble in our program here in California. We really need a lot of your prayers, and we need a lot of support. We have a very important resolution that we'd like to propose. And, you know, so anyway, wish us luck and wish us well. Thank you.
You bet.
This is from California, Southern California Girls. Just everybody remember, if you got a bitch, call Mitch.
This is Annette Carter. I'm with Telephone Access for the Deaf and Disabled Administrative Committee, and I'll be speaking tonight at the evening general session. So everybody do like jumping jacks and drink your coffee and eat your sugar so you can stay awake.
Hello, I'm Mike Keithley. I'm the president of the Silicon Valley Council of the Blind, and this is my first term there, and as Roger said, we have been working a fundraiser of a 20th anniversary cookbook for something like 6 months now, and we're about to start our second run. It is available in large print, braille, CDs, and cassettes, so if you feel like you'd like to read some recipes and with interesting commentary, find Lorraine Brown or talk to me. Lorraine Brown is our delegate. And we can get you connected with the cookbook. The CD cookbook is in DAISY form, so you people who have DAISY players can listen to it. A very well done DAISY. I'm also editor of the Blind Californian, and with that hat, I'd like to say that Ralph Turner is doing around the state, as you'll see, in this issue that is now coming out, and he would really like to know what you guys are doing, because yes.
Thank you all very much for all of the information. Some wonderful ideas. And obviously, a lot of very busy people. I would like to take a moment to tout my chapter, the Redwood Empire. Bill alluded to some of what we're doing. But if you aren't doing anything on May 10th, come and join the Cane Train. We are part of the human race in Sonoma County. It's our way to raise funds for our scholarship committee. So if you like to walk, come and join us. Bring your cane. And with that, it's time to go make our little trips to the restroom and get ready for the evening session. Good night and thank you.